What's your name?
My name is Joseph Stephen Rose.
And you're from USA?
Yes. I lived in Florida, New York, and California.
Is it your first visit to Russia?
No, I live in Moscow. I have a Russian wife.
Ah, that's right. And so now you live in Moscow?
Yes. I came here 8 days before the special military operation.
Ah, that's right. And do you speak Russian?
No, I'm working on it.
But maybe some.
Yes, yes.
A couple of words? No?
Yes. Okay. Я плохо понимаю по-русски.
It's very good. And your country, you were born, USA, and Russia have different things, different meaning about the multipolar world and unipolar world. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm a father of five, and to put it simply for me, I believe that Russia is for traditional family values, and America is for anti-traditional family values right now, sadly.
And why does that happen? What do you think?
You'd have to ask Washington, D.C., you know, but I think it might be about world control.
And what can we do now? What role does have Russia in this situation, and what can we change something?
I think Russia needs to be a good example, and they are. I think Russia would do well to invite immigrants that are for traditional family values to Russia. That's what I try and do with my wife. We have a YouTube channel called Expat American, and we try to encourage Westerners to move to Russia and live their life and raise children here.
And do many people in USA who think like you?
Yes, there are. But the sad fact is they don't yet know that Russia is a good place. Because D.C. and Hollywood raises Americans to believe Russia is the cold, dark, scary place.
And is it possible to change this opinion about Russia?
Yes, I think with media platforms doing well, like yours, like my YouTube channel, we can let the world know that Russia is a normal place.
Do they really hear us, hear these words?
With the internet, yes, I think they are slowly starting to wake up.
And won't you have any problems because of your living in Russia?
You're correct. I probably would not want to go back to America right now. Probably wouldn't be a good idea.
And what do you do here?
I have my YouTube channel, Expat American. That's like a full-time job. So I'm out on the street telling the world that Russia's a normal place.
And so do you usually communicate with people from USA now? What do you think your friends think about your movement to Russia?
Some friends are supportive, but a lot of them stop communicating because they don't want to hear it. And I understand, it's a lot to accept.
And how the world is changing now? What do you think about it? What were the main things that happened now?
I think the world is changing a lot, rapidly. We don't yet know what's going to happen, and I think that it might be tough times ahead, but I think ultimately it will be better for the world as information gets out.
And what do you think about this forum? First of all, who did invite you to here, and what do you want to hear
I came here last year. I was invited by Fabrice Sorlin. He's the French politician who lives in Moscow as well. And I think this forum is great because it's a great way to let the world know there's a lot of international people that support Russia and are for Russia and for traditional family values.
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it.